T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. President Trump will face 2 articles of impeachment, assuming the full House goes along with the recommendations of the Democratic leaders and those involved in the impeachment inquiry. The articles charge abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
President Trump abused the power of his office by conditioning 2 official acts to get Ukraine to help his reelection. The release of hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid that nation desperately needed, and a White House meeting with an ally trying to fend off Russian aggression.
The articles will come up for debate and consideration in the Judiciary Committee later this week. President Trump offered a predictable tweet this morning after the impeachment articles were announced. Here's correspondent Bob Costantini.
The president was watching the articles of impeachment announcement, tweeting in response, "Nadler just said that I pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 election. Ridiculous. And he knows that is not true." Both the president and foreign minister of Ukraine said many times that there, in all caps, was no pressure. Nadler and the Dems know this, but refuse to acknowledge.
He closes by writing, "Witch hunt." Rain today, snow tonight, into tomorrow as the mercury falls. With the forecast details, here's AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Yeah, the next 2 commutes are not going to be pretty. Today's afternoon and evening commute is going to be a rainy one with mild temperatures. Look, it's 57 degrees right now. We could hit 62 before that rain really gets going this afternoon. And then as we go into this evening, the rain will mix with and then change over to wet snow later tonight. It looks like by the time the commute starts tomorrow morning, Larry, we could have a coating to 1 inch or 2 on the ground, slushy to wet conditions in the city, slushy to slippery in the suburbs. And we'll have to keep an eye if there's another 1 inch or so tomorrow morning in some of these areas with that snow continuing through the commute. And then by tomorrow afternoon, real feels stay in the 20s as we dry it out. But what a change here. Wet tonight, snowy tomorrow morning. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time, 11:05. The NYPD is looking for a man who attacked a homeless man inside a subway station.
This latest random violence in our city happening in the passageway, 42nd Street Port Authority Terminal. It's very busy at 3:45 in the afternoon when this happened. The man having words with a homeless fellow, 71 years old. He was laying on the ground when suddenly the suspect took away his cane and then beat him over the head with a belt buckle, leaving him bloodied on the head. I spoke with these New Yorkers as they were coming through the passageway.
You don't do that. You don't attack no old people at all. That angers me.
In this city, everything happens. You would have told me it happened somewhere else, maybe. But in New York City, it's normal life in New York City.
The NYPD Crime Stoppers have several surveillance photos of that suspect coming through the turnstile. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
You can see the photos at 1010winds.com, and then if you recognize the person, call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Nassau County police have arrested a man for allegedly making anti-Semitic remarks at a group of people, including a rabbi and an 11-year-old child. This happened on Sunday at the Costco store on Rockaway Turnpike in North Lawrence. The rabbi recorded the incident on his phone and posted it to Facebook. 20-year-old Justin Pichizaka of Queens is facing charges of aggravated harassment and menacing. He's expected in court today. After 2 men jumped to their deaths in separate incidents from the Verrazano Bridge last weekend, Staten Island Congressman Stephen Mateo called on the MTA to expedite efforts to put up a prevention fence. An MTA spokesman says the agency is still in the process of conducting a preliminary analysis. The Port Authority has put up a protective fence on the pedestrian walkway of the George Washington Bridge for suicide prevention. Cardi B, who was charged with felony assault for throwing bottles at 2 female bartenders at Angel's Strip Club in College Point, returns to court today in Queens. This hearing is focused on allegations that she communicated through social media to plot an assault against the women who allegedly had an affair with her husband, the rapper Offset. Prosecutors offered Cardi B and two co-defendants a plea bargain, carrying no jail time, but they turned it down. Governor Cuomo has ordered the state health department to look into allegations of overcrowding and understaffing at Mount Sinai's emergency department. Complaints against the hospital were outlined in a story in the New York Post. One source likened the emergency room situation to a war zone, where patients went into cardiac arrest without anyone noticing, and nurses were treating up to 18 patients in a shift. A spokeswoman for Mount Sinai declined comment on the new investigation, but has denied the claims of its employees in the past. Mike Bloomberg brought his 2020 presidential campaign to Spain today. Speaking at the UN Climate Change Conference, he accused President Trump of being a climate change denier, and he pledged if elected, he would push for climate change solutions.
Now, the reason I'm here in Madrid is very simple. I'm here because President Trump is not. I'm here because his administration refuses to lead on climate change, and so others must do the work.
Bloomberg said he would work to mobilize U.S. cities to reduce their carbon footprint to help cut the effects of climate change. In the days before Thanksgiving, we heard advice not to talk politics at the dinner table, given how polarized the nation is over President Trump. The Huffington Post decided to find out how those dinners actually went, and the HuffPo YouGov poll found it went pretty peacefully. 16% of Americans said politics came up. Only 3% said things devolved into an actual argument. 5% said they got into an argument, but it wasn't over politics.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.